As the saying goes, it's better to give than receive, but choosing the right gift is sometimes easier said than done. You might think Grandma really wants that Eli Manning jersey, but you could be wrong. Somehow, year after year, we get clueless, off-the-wall, and confusing presents, sometimes so strange, so off-putting, you begin to question the entire relationship. Amy Dickinson asked readers of her Ask Amy column in the Chicago Tribune to send in their stories about the worst gifts they've ever received. The responses were, well, interesting, to say the least. You can find the best ones on or tweet your own on Amy's Twitter page titled Santa Hates Me. So what's the worst gift you've ever received? And if you're willing to admit it, what's the worst gift you've ever given? Our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And you can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. And joining us now is TOTN regular Amy Dickinson, who writes the syndicated Ask Amy column for the Chicago Tribune. She's with us from the studios at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Merry Christmas, Amy.
Merry Christmas, Neil. Let's get to it, shall we?
Okay.
Dear what? Amy, it was a Christmas toilet, a blue one. We put it in the basement. It still scares me.
A Christmas toilet.
A Christmas toilet. So I did. I put the call out for bad gifts, and boy, hundreds of bad gifts later, I'm reeling. I'm reeling from the stench. A lot of these gifts, it turns out, do involve toilets. I'm not sure why someone giving a toilet brush or a toilet plunger doesn't sort of see the symbolism
mm-hmm.
in that.
Yeah.
But someone received, it's important to remember that the person receiving a gift is always going to look for the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want for them to make the wrong association. And a lot of the bad gifts that have come in, some of them are jokes gone bad.
Yes.
I actually think that Christmas is a terrible time to give a joke gift. And if you have to give a joke gift, you are bound to give a non-joke gift as well. So let's just, as we go, let's just feed some tips in. So I, you know, we have a week. I'd like to avoid some unhappy mm-hmm. holidays because so, then that just, you know, then people just write to me and they're all upset. So let's just, you know, avoid that this year.
So the 10-year-old cousin may not get the laugh when they see coal in their stocking.
Yeah, not funny.
Not funny.
People.
Not to a 10-year-old.
Okay. All right, here's another one. Dear Amy, it's 2004, and my husband, now my ex-husband. Oh, and by the way, a lot of these bad gift stories start with my husband, I mean my ex-husband.
Ex-husband, yeah.
Okay, 2004, my husband gave me a cemetery plot. I'm sorry. Under what circumstances would that, you know, ever be something that I can understand sort of choosing.
What about a his and hers plot?
I know. So that you could be together for eternity.
Go on into immortality, yes.
With the ex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. In front of my husband at the time, now my ex, in front of his family at Christmas, he presented me with a shotgun and a blazing orange hunting coat. The family roared with laughter. He thought it was the best gift, and all I could do was cry.
And load that 12-gauge and let loose. So,
here's one I love. I had a boyfriend once who gave me Playboy magazine in French.
In French?
He thought it was great because he knew I spoke French.
Okay. Here's an email we have from Mandy in Lansing. One Christmas, I received a smoothie maker from my mother. Not only was it used and not in working condition, the previous owner had left it sticky with an old smoothie. I also received a box of Band-Aids as a birthday gift. Mom refuses to take suggestions.
Okay, there's a whole category of, I wouldn't even call this a read gift, but a used gift. I got dozens of tweets from people talking about gifts that had been given to them where the person hadn't even cleaned it off, for instance, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
One year, dear Amy, my father gave me a used electric carving knife that had blood on it. You know, why people don't even wash these things out. One woman told me about all of the toiletries that her brother...
Well, it's bad enough to give something used. You might want to present at least the illusion that it's new.
I know. This woman's brother had given her... It's like he had cleaned out his medicine cabinet and had given her several little boxes of floss, dental floss, half gone.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's also moments when you see from that email that you got a box of Band-Aids from your mother for Christmas, you know, paging Dr. Freud.
I know. I know. Then there's a whole category of gifts where it's like someone has just run out to the mall at 11:55 on Christmas Eve, just desperate. Okay, here's one. My husband gave me a DVD of the Andy Griffith Show for our anniversary because he thought I had a crush on Ron Howard. I did have a crush on Ron Howard when I was 8.
Yeah. Let's see if we get some callers in on the conversation. Ask Amy's Amy Dickinson is with us. We're talking about the best gifts received or given. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Shane is with us from West Bloomfield in Michigan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
I'll get over the cold eventually.
I received the worst present possible 2 years ago from my brother. At the time, I was wearing belt buckles, and he thought it would be a good idea to buy me a belt buckle. So he ended up buying me a belt buckle that you could enter your name into, and it would flash with lights. So it ended up just being a scrolling marquee for my belt. And so I could kind of see where he was coming from just because I wore belt buckles. It was truly the worst gift I think someone could possibly get, a scrolling LED marquee belt buckle.
And what did you program into your scrolling LED belt buckle?
I programmed send this back and gave it back to him because he got it offline. It's still sitting at my house. I don't think if I turned it on, it would still say send this back.
Send this back, send this back, send this back. Okay.
Oh.
Shane, I assume that the relations have, with your brother survived?
He moved out of town, so that certainly helped. But now that we're growing up, I think things are getting better. Certainly, if he gets me another one of those, things would go downhill again.
All right. Thanks very much, Shane.
Happy holidays.
Better luck this year.
You know what? Shane actually brings up a great point. I have to say, these worst gifts, they're so memorable for a lot of people. I think about all the wonderful gifts I've given and received over the years. The most memorable ones are the bad ones, as it turns out.
Like what?
Well, I feel like I'm cool. I'm fine. But look at Shane. It's like the rest of his life, he will remember the Christmas of the belt
That's
buckle.
That's true. That's you know? True. That's going to define some part of his relationship with his brother.
And I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that next year, when I run this little contest again, a lot of people are going to be contacting me about, like, the Snuggie.
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
The cat Snuggie, you know.
I think, you know, I worry that we do this program and people are going to be listening to it for gift ideas.
I'm telling you, I see the Snuggie commercials and I think, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah. Woo, what was she thinking? Yes, you're right. Let's see if we can go next to this. Here's some tweets we have from Splintered Board. Received cologne value pack from my mother. Gave her a top-of-the-line sport heart rate monitor. I have never worn cologne. And Jeff Fishburne tweets.
But whoa, whoa, whoa. Gave her a heart rate monitor?
I know. I think this is working on both sides here. Jeff Fishburne says, my mother-in-law gave me fishing lures she bought off a TV shopping network. They had propellers and blinking lights. That enters the category, if you know somebody has a special interest and you try to buy something for their special interest, the amateur can make just terrible mistakes.
That's true. That's a whole, that there is a category of gifts, like the well-meaning, but you love bears. You know?
It's
like, yeah, and they're usually very well-meaning and often given by moms, I have to say. It's, you know, a lot of people think that only men give bad gifts. I have to say that is not true, although there are a lot of hurt feelings out there among the ex-wives of the memorable bad gifts they've received. But there's another you know, there's a special place for the moms. And here's a case where mom was like, but you love to fish, honey.
You love
Look,
to fish.
It's Look, got propellers.
It's got blinking lights. God knows what you can catch with that thing. Patrick's calling from Portland.
Hello, Neil. Hope that you get over your cold soon.
Me too, yeah.
Now, the worst gift that I ever gave was when I was a child. I gave my sister a old Star Wars figurine and half a tube of toothpaste. It was a last minute, oh my gosh, I didn't get my sister anything, so I ran upstairs and found what I had.
And you wrapped the half tube of toothpaste?
It was, I think, in a brown paper bag.
And was it at least a Boba Fett?
Wait, excuse me?
Was it at least a Boba Fett character?
It was the Hammerhead guy. I don't remember his name. But Sarah, if you're listening, I promise to get you something a little better this year.
Right. Go for Boba Fett this year. Thanks very much, Patrick.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
We're talking with Amy Dickinson, who writes the Ask Amy column for the Chicago Tribune about the worst and gifts given and received ever. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News. And let's go next to... Tom is with us. Tom... I'm sorry, Amy, you were saying?
No, I was just going to add there's another category of automotive gifts. Lots of people giving gifts. Let me just share one and then we'll go to Tom.
Okay.
Dear Amy, my father gave me a can of tire polish last year for Christmas. When I think about it, it wasn't even a gift for me. It was really a gift for my truck.
That's true. Well, but the truck has its own birthday. Tom, you're on the line.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Let me just say real quick, Neil, I've never once turned the radio on that you weren't on that I wasn't just having a great time.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say.
And I love what you just said, Amy. I called just because I had a funny story, but I have to say I'm blown away. I just realized I've told this story for years, and I've always thought of this as a horrible gift, and truth is, this person gave me the gift of laughter for like 20 years now, so I've never looked at it that way, so really cool.
Oh, great.
Never thought of it that way. You just totally blew me away with that. But I was working with a pretty close-knit group of managers in an office environment, and we did a gift exchange, Secret Santa type thing. And just to make it quick for you guys, ultimately, there were great gifts around the room. There was like a $50 budget. And when I opened up the gift that I was given in front of everybody at dinner, it was a velvet dachshund wiener dog wrapped in a hot dog bun. It was covered with lint. It was filthy. It was soiled as if a child or maybe a dog had been chewing on it. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And the woman that gave it to me, I think, actually really thought it was neat. Because I thought it was a practical joke at first, and it turns out she really thought it was a wonderful gift.
Wonderful gift, yes.
And we just,
Are you still working with her?
No. It's been many years ago now, 20, 25 years ago, but I have told that over and over again. That's why I loved what Amy said. I've always told it sort of in bewilderment, but I always laugh about it, and everybody I tell this story to and friends and family that have heard it over and over again just think it's the funniest story when I sort of tell the long version.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawns on me, you're right, it's the crazy stuff you remember. And truth is, I've been laughing for 25 years over that.
So therefore
it
worked.
Maybe the worst thing I've ever been given. So,
all right.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah, really a cool perspective on it. I love that.
All right, Tom.
Thanks for spreading it around. That's great.
Thanks very much, and have a happy holidays.
And to you.
Here's an email from Steve in Beaver Dam, Arizona. In the early 1960s, my father put a set of tire chains for the family car under the Christmas tree as a gift for my mother. It was not well received.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I tell you, that is one Christmas morning. I can feel it. I feel for that whole family.
You have to wonder who was wearing the chains at the end of the day.
I know. And he was a child and, of course, still remembers it. Who could forget the year of the tire chains?
Joe's on the line from Raleigh.
Good morning, guys.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want to tell you about a Christmas gift I received 2 years ago from my mother-in-law. But my mother-in-law is notorious for giving very inexpensive gifts, and we generally open them in advance. So what we did on this one, we opened up the package, and there was an oven mitt in the package for me.
That's useful.
She knows I like to cook, so she gave me an oven mitt. So what we did, we used construction paper, and we put a little eyes and a face on them and named them Ovi, the oven mitt. And we took all our family pictures that year. We had Ovi, the oven mitt, in the pictures. We sent that to mother-in-law. We even had Ovi even went to us to see a Carolina Hurricanes game, in which he got placed on the Jumbotron.
Oh, well, as I saw, Ovi's getting around.
Yeah, Ovi did it, and unfortunately, Ovi had his demise. He died in the oven one day where he was under high preheat. So our son even did a video of the whole thing, Ovi the oven mitt, his dreams and everything else.
Oh, well, Joe, we're there'll be a special place around your table, I'm sure.
There will.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go quickly. Ashley in Kansas City, 1 year my grandparents, who are notoriously cheap, decided they didn't need a Christmas tree, so they gave us ornaments off the tree along with hotel shampoo and conditioner they had swiped over the years from their snowbird travels. That year, we also got 8x10 photos of them as our present. The photo now hangs in my bathroom, which I feel is fitting. And this goes along with your theme. Catherine emailed to say, my mother-in-law gave me a monogram sweater. Unfortunately, it was the initials of my husband's girlfriend. That's how I found out about it. And she is now my ex-mother-in-law.
Whoa.
Talk about, you know, it's bad news getting broken up with on a tweet or an email or anyway. But imagine getting broken up with by opening your Christmas gift.
Getting broken up with via monogram.
Amy, I know that all your presents this year are just going to be fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this so much. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks very much. Amy Dickinson writes the syndicated Ask Amy column for the Chicago Tribune with us today from the studios at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday, a look at monitoring air pollution, traffic jams, and city park attendance just by tracking cell phones. I'll see you again on Tuesday. Rebecca Roberts will be here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.